What are you building right now? What is all your hard work adding up to? If you ask me, I think you need something bigger, bolder, and more ambitious than anything you've set your sights on so far. This is the 5 a.m. Miracle, episode number 528. It's time to build your castle. How to design an awe-inspiring life and career. Good morning, and welcome to the 5 a.m. Miracle. I am Jeff Sanders, and this is the podcast dedicated to dominating your day before breakfast. My goal is to help you bounce out of bed with enthusiasm, create powerful, lifelong habits, and tackle your grandest goals with extraordinary energy. In the episode this week, I'll break down what a castle actually is, at least in the context of your life and career, why you need to begin building your own castle now, and how to go about designing a castle that truly inspires you to finally take that bold step forward to bring your dream to life. Let's get to it. Years ago, I was not a runner. And then you fast forward a few years, and I was. You fast forward a few more years, and I was a marathon runner. A few more years, ultra marathon runner. My journey as a runner went from someone who did not view himself as someone who ran at all to someone who could literally run more than 26.2 miles in a single stretch. Now, this journey from basically a soccer player as a 10-year-old boy to someone who was doing track and field in high school to just attempting to take care of his health in college and afterwards, it went from something where it was not on my radar at all, and then it was. And then I thought about it, and I tested it. I tested it more. I tried a few more things. And then eventually, I found myself in a rhythm. I found myself identifying with this activity of running. And over time, the more that I did it, the more that I stuck with it, the more that I didn't quit, the more that I found ways to love it, the more that it became part of me. Running and Jeff Sanders were kind of best friends in a way. And what's weird to me, as I said before, it wasn't part of my life. It's weird that this was something that snuck in and became such an essential part of my identity. I didn't see this coming. If you had asked me back in high school, will you one day fall in love with the activity of running to such a degree that you're going to voluntarily run 20 and 30 plus miles at a time? No, that wasn't on my radar. It was not part of my 25-year plan. What's interesting about that is that life changes. There are certain parts of our lives we do predict, we do look forward to, we do plan and map out and expect to happen. And then there are those things that we don't, those things that just find their way into our lives. And if we're open to it, if our eyes are open, we're aware of the possibility of exploring it, and we say yes, we jump in, even small steps at first. Those tiny steps can become many steps over time or in the course of a marathon, tens of thousands of steps. The episode this week is about building a castle. It's about doing something that is awe-inspiring to you. Something that's going to transform your life, your career, your personality, your health and fitness, your everything. Your castle is going to emulate, in many ways, the best version of you. And that can incorporate all kinds of things, from running ultramarathons to building incredible businesses to having a stellar family life. There's lots of ways to define what this castle is, and we'll get to that in a second. But I do want to go back to this concept, this life journey of mine, of running. And I want to start back in the beginning when running really hit me in a direct way. And this was in college. So like I said, I had run track and field in high school, but I was a sprinter, right? I did the 100-meter dash. I did some high jump. I did very short sprints because I was fast. I could run very quickly. But I could not run distance. I didn't even try. I didn't want to try. I had no interest at all in that. But then in college, I studied abroad for a semester in Eastern Europe in Prague and came back from that experience extremely unhealthy. And I had one vision of getting healthy at that point, one idea. And I don't know why this was my idea, but it was there. And I thought to myself, if I just simply run for 5 minutes a day on the treadmill in my university's gym, I'm going to start there and just do 5 minutes a day. And as things progress, as I feel a little bit healthier, I'll run a little longer, 10 minutes a day, 15, 20. Over the course of that summer, I eventually worked myself up to 5 miles per day, most days of the week, 4 to 5 days a week. So I literally, over the course of about 3 months, went from someone who was definitely overweight, sickly, unhealthy, just kind of gross, like honestly. Pictures of me from that time. I came back on the plane and my family did not recognize me. They were very surprised at who they saw off that plane. And so because of that, I knew I had a problem. And I also knew that habits could help solve that problem. A daily habit of committing to something that had the potential to grow over time. I was truly, without realizing it, caught up in this idea that habits have a lot of power. It wasn't until many, many years later that I had launched this podcast and teach these things now, but back then it was just not there. But I had the idea and I stuck with it, and I built myself from 5 minutes a day to 5 miles a day. And it was that very first 5 mile run that I did while I was in Kirksville, Missouri, where I went to school, and I was running the streets late at night after my shift working as a waiter at a restaurant. And I did this first 5 mile run. This is very clear in my mind. It was dark. I was under a street lamp. And I remember finishing the run and thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I just did something I have never done before. Because up to that point, I had never run 5 miles at a time. And because of that, there was this very clear sense of, I can do a lot more. There is power here. There is potential here. There's a future here. I have something going for me here that could be something amazing. And that began the whole process. At that point, I committed to the idea that I would one day run a full 26.2-mile marathon. And so that was basically it. All I had to do then was just execute on that vision, was to build that vision day by day, bit by bit, mile by mile, step by step, until eventually I was doing 10-mile runs, 15-mile runs, 18-mile runs. It wasn't until I actually left college and moved to Boston that I began to do my first real great long runs, and my very first marathon was in Providence, Rhode Island, just down from where I lived in Boston. And that was my first attempt to tackle those extreme distances. And it only was possible because I was committed over the long run to slowly but surely build myself up to allow that to be possible. I did not go from a couch potato to a marathon runner in a weekend. This is a long journey. This was not a quick fix. But the quick fix that did take place was the decision to begin the process. It was the habit building system of the commitment, the identity, the lifestyle of saying, this is who I am now. And because of that identity shift and my belief system changing, all of a sudden, it was not a question of do I run or not. It was just simply how far and what kind of clothes do I wear today? Is it cold outside? Is it hot outside? Okay, I'll just change my clothes and I'll go run. That's it. There were no excuses, no delays. I just did it over and over and over until I built myself up to have that endurance and stamina to do the thing I set out to do. Now, fast forward a few years after Boston, I moved to Nashville and discovered trail running. There are amazing trails here in Nashville where I live. I've been here now for 14 years, and so the trails in this community in Middle Tennessee are some of my absolute favorite places to be. And my discovery of trail running just took my love of running to a whole new level. Now, I have my childhood was spent doing a lot of Boy Scout campouts and a lot of time in the woods there anyway, so I was familiar with being in the woods, but frankly, as a kid and Boy Scouts, it wasn't that voluntary for me. I felt kind of forced into it. The good kind of forced. Like it was good for me. I'm glad that I did it. But I would not have chosen to do that on purpose. My friends and I luckily had a good time. But that was then. But as an adult, there were not those same people around. The peer group had changed. This was me as an individual, as an adult, my own 2 feet, making my own decisions. Here's who I am now. Here's who I am becoming. Here's what I care about. Here are my long-term visions for what I want to see come to life. And it was because of that shift, that pivot in my mind, that identity change, that all of a sudden I realized this is possible. That running these ultra distances is not only possible, but I really like doing it. Now, I'm not that fast. I'm not the best. I'm not going to win any races. Not at all. But that's not why I'm doing it. I'm not out there for an accolade or an award or a ribbon. Like, I'm out there because it is who I am. And I'm connected with my best self when I'm doing this specific activity. The activity of basically running in the woods. Like, that's when I find my best self. And so what ended up happening over the course of many years is that running became one of my castles. It became one of these epic visions of a grander reality for my life. This podcast is all about productivity. And one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas. And with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. The 5 a.m. Miracle audiobook is available now on Audible, Amazon, and Apple Books. It's full of specific how-to advice and action steps to help you wake up early, dominate your day, and achieve your life's grandest goals. It's 4 hours of energy-packed audio that's read by me. And the audiobook walks you step-by-step through the 5 a.m. blueprint, which is my 7-step productivity framework. You will learn how to set your grandest goals, craft clear boundaries around your work, optimize your ideal week, and discover what the pros do to get the most out of their day. Just visit 5ambook.com to get your copy of the 5 a.m. Miracle audiobook today. Once again, that's 5ambook.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think of this castle concept mostly through the lens of an epic adventure. And that's what it is. It's a philosophical, metaphorical castle that embodies this idea of exploration and adventures and risk and challenge and excitement. It brings together all the best components of wouldn't it be possible if... dot, dot, dot. Fill in the blank right there. Wouldn't it be amazing if... And then all of a sudden, you go do that thing that you have been just basically dying to do. A thing that you in the past maybe you wrote yourself off as saying, no, that's not going to happen for me. That's someone else's life. It's a different life. It's not mine. But why not? Why not build your castle? Why not take yourself to that grand vision? I talk a lot about ambitious goals here on this podcast. And honestly, none of those things make any sense except through this vision of a castle. Because ambition by itself is kind of fruitless. And just raw, generic ambition, this kind of extra energy that goes nowhere. Basically how I felt in my 20s. I had all this energy, all these ideas, and they were just flying 1,000 directions. But they weren't focused. There wasn't a direction for them. It was just really haphazard nonsense. Well, as I discovered things that I loved and I doubled down on those, all of a sudden I have clarity. I have direction. I have focus. I'm putting that energy into something, and that something has value and context in my life. So if your ambitious goals that you're pursuing are without connection, if the dots haven't been connected between what this activity is and what it means for you in the long run, it's a one-off thing. And it might be good. There are plenty of projects you can do that have no connection to anything besides you having a good time. But what if your goals could be connected to a grander vision? What if the projects you take on, the jobs you apply for, the career that you build, the family that you build, the people you surround yourself with, the community you live in, what if all of it had a grander context, a grander purpose that could add up to something truly meaningful? Now, by itself, for my example of running, running is not the castle itself. I view it as a component of my grander castle. It's one piece of that puzzle. Now, you could view it as a standalone structure. Yes, health and fitness as a general category, generally, I would say, can be viewed on its own. But the overlap of health and fitness and the rest of your life is impossible to ignore. The connection between how healthy you are, how energetic you are, your physical ability to live in this world has a direct influence on the goals you pursue, the career you have, the energy you have to take on new things. So from my perspective, through this lens of this podcast, right, healthy productivity for high achievers. That's the tagline for this podcast, by the way. That concept of healthy productivity is the point that the health overlaps and even supersedes the productivity that you're working on with your professional life, your career, your business. So from that perspective, you can view this however you want. You can view your castle as one big life castle, and all these components are subsets of that, or individual castles, and one of them is health and fitness, one of them is your career, one of them is your family. It doesn't matter to me how you conceptualize what this is. What matters is that you have a vision, that you have a castle you're trying to build, that you're actively working on, that the projects you choose to take on have a grander meaning. They're not fruitless. They're not random. They're not nonsensical. They're meaningful, and they're purposeful. They're intentional. And when that happens, and you double down on what that is, imagine what that means for tomorrow morning. You wake up, it's 5 a.m. What are you doing? Okay, you chose activity X. Why? Why that activity? Why not something else? What does this activity mean to you? What's the grander context for that specific tiny action? What role will this Tuesday morning play in your life? Does it have actual value, or is it just another Tuesday? These are the kinds of questions that lead to you making the kinds of decisions that connect the dots better, that give every action more value and more meaning. So now let's be a little more specific. I think I gave a pretty good example of what a castle is, but let's kind of nail this down here. So the way that I view a castle, it is your domain. It is your grand vision of a wildly ambitious and adventurous pursuit. You could view it as a blueprint for a life and career that do provide meaning, context, direction, and purpose. In short, it's a 25-year plan. Now, I'm going to back that up for a second. If you know my book, The 5 a.m. Miracle, and you know past episodes of this podcast from years ago, you know my discussion of the quarter system, which is my view that 90-day goals or a quarter, 3 months of your life at any given time is usually the most ideal way to view your next pursuit. So longer-term goals tend to not mean much. One-year goals, annual goals you might set at a new year, I don't tend to find much value in those because for the most part, it's just too difficult to truly predict what's going to happen a year from now, let alone 6 months or 3 months or even tomorrow. My life changes all the time. Hour by hour, it's wildly different sometimes. And so from that perspective, I'm not as interested in the specifics of exactly how everything maps out over, let's say, a 25-year vision. The intention here is to have a specific finish line, if you want to call it that, a specific vision of an end result that is crystal clear in your mind. A vision of an end result that says, man, if I could achieve this, if I was able to become this kind of person, it would change everything about who I am and what I do. And then you just set off to go make that vision come to life, knowing full well the plan will change. 100%, it will change. The finish line itself will also evolve over time. You may begin with one type of vision, and by the time you're done, it is radically different, but because you had a vision to shoot for, you always had context. You always had meaning. And even if those things pivot and shift over time, it's going to be fine. In fact, it's going to be way better than just aimless action that doesn't have any connection to the long term. So in essence, your castle that you are building, your 25-year plan, your grand vision, is going to embody a grand adventure, an exploration into your best self. Now, yes, we could get more specific here and talk about things like building a large and profitable business, right? Possibly one that creates phenomenal impact and really accentuates your greatest strengths and interests, one that allows you to take care of yourself, your family, your community, your employees, your friends. Like, you are a business person, a career-oriented person who wants to build something that has real impact in the real world. Honestly, that's a huge part of what I'm doing. Another way to view this would be achieving thriving health, right? That possibly could culminate in a big epic race or adventure, like climbing a big mountain or running an ultramarathon or swimming a triathlon or something that is going to embody the success and the progress you've made. You're really asking the question, well, what if I could lose all this extra weight and gain all this extra muscle and stamina and energy and power, and then apply that towards something that is meaningful to you, like crossing the finish line of a race or an event? You could also view this through the lens of your family, your close friends, your community, where you're trying to check the boxes that mean a lot to you about building a loving and caring home, surrounded by people you love in a way that you culminated. You crafted this over time to say, these are the people that I love. And this is how I'm going to show them that love by building a vision for our family. So we become the kinds of people that I think is going to be the most beneficial to all of us. And you can be very specific on what that looks like to you. These are just kind of generic examples to start from. It's a starting place. Your castle is your castle. This is your own adventure to go on, your vision of the life you want. My challenge to you is to establish something here, to fill in the blank with a vision that just sparks so much energy in you and excitement in you. When you see it on paper, you go, what? I could do this? I could become that person? This is possible for me? What? Like, I want that kind of a reaction. And if I'm not that excited by what I see on this vision, if this castle that I am building doesn't draw me out of bed at 5 a.m., well, then I'm going to find a new castle. I'm going to craft a new vision. I'm going to become the kind of person who just thinks, man, this is going to be life-changing, life-fulfilling. This is my thing. Now, I'm going to pivot just a bit because I don't know if I've actually convinced you yet. I don't know if you're on board with me yet. I wish this was more interactive. I want to say, I wish this podcast was more aware. Maybe I'll do a live show in the future on YouTube. That's possible. But even so, and if you're by yourself right now, and you're hearing what I'm saying, you know, raise your hand. Say, yeah, I'm on board, Jeff. Let's keep this going. Hope you're raising your hand. Okay. So the second part here is I want to convince you more of why you need to begin building this castle. Why this matters. You know, I could talk a lot about things being inspiring and adventurous and, you know, exploration that leads to possibilities, but you may not care about that. Or what may be more true is you don't have an exact vision of what that is yet, so it's hard to get excited about something that's really vague, and I get that. So let's get a little more specific here. The first reason that I think is most compelling for why you need to begin building a castle right now is honestly that life is just too short not to. And it moves way too fast to not have a reason to make these things go somewhere. It's too easy to just do random stuff. It's too easy to just take a random job and stay there forever. It's too easy to just simply give up and not try. It's just too easy to not take life seriously. And if you don't take the approach of, my time on this earth is short, it's finite, it's fixed, I've got to get moving, well, then I think that time is going to pass by and you might experience regret. You might experience that feeling of, I wasted all these years, that I could have been doing something that pushed me in that amazing direction that I already know in the back of my mind is better for me. I'm currently reading a book that I will discuss in this podcast probably very soon. I may even interview the author. We'll see if that works out. But it's a book that is, it's really challenging me in this area. It's challenging me in this idea of life is short, man, and we're all going to die. And that's going to happen. So what are you doing? What are you doing right now to make the most of this time that you have left? Because the clock is ticking. And I feel really acutely that sense of urgency. I can really feel in my bones that this is a pivot point for me. This season of my life right now, as I'm turning 40 in less than 6 months, I feel that clock ticking more than I have possibly in my entire life. And so if you're not currently there, if you don't feel that sense of urgency, I'm not sure how to instill that in you, but I am going to make the argument that it's real. It's very real. It's very true. It means a lot. Another piece or way to view this would be that the ancient proverb, I think it's Chinese, which is, you know, what is the best time to plant a tree? And the best answer is, you know, 20 years ago. And the second best answer is today. And that fits in this conversation beautifully. If you didn't have a castle 20 years ago, if you weren't investing in your future 20 years ago, you can start today. And that's the next best time to do it. It's the only next best time to make these choices is now. So if you currently feel that sense of urgency, if it's building in you over time and you want to take action, I highly encourage you to establish that vision and begin that journey now. This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas, and with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor. YahooFinance.com, the number one financial destination, YahooFinance.com. That's YahooFinance.com. If you're loving this podcast and would love to get exclusive bonus episodes of the 5 a.m. Miracle, as well as every episode 100% ad-free, you're going to love 5 a.m. Miracle Premium. By joining 5 a.m. Miracle Premium, you will get access to exclusive bonus episodes of this show, 100% ad-free content, early access to the latest episodes, exclusive access to the entire back catalog with over 400 episodes, as well as any other features that launch in the future. Now, in addition to all of that, you are supporting me and this podcast, which allows me to keep this show alive and making podcasts you love. To learn more and join today, simply go to 5ammiraclepremium.com. Once again, that's 5ammiraclepremium.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, second reason, if you're trying to get on board here with this castle, I believe, honestly, in the core of who I am, that pursuing a boring life will lead to more problems than solutions. Now, this is very subjective. This is my vision of my life. You may take this or leave it. It's up to you. But there was many years ago, maybe I was probably a teenager, I was asked that question, you know, you're in high school or so, what do you want to do with your career? What's your life going to look like? You know, what kind of a job do you want? I remember thinking very clearly, I don't want a job. Ugh, no. I knew my parents had jobs. And all I knew about that was that jobs are a place you don't want to be. A job is a place where you get a paycheck to live your life and one day retire. And that's basically where it stops. And I never viewed myself as someone who was going to have a traditional job, a 9-to-5 for my whole life. Now, you may have that, and that may be your life. I'm not going to argue that by itself is boring. That's not my intention. My intention is to point to this question of, is it working? Is your life working? Or is there a better path? Is there a more well-thought-through vision of who you could become? Now, this is not an argument for being an entrepreneur. Let's not confuse the two of these things. This is a question about, who are you? Who do you want to be? What does your ideal day, ideal life, ideal career look like? And how do you begin to craft that vision now? And then this next component, the piece here, I said that this boring life or career can lead to more problems than solutions. Everything is a trade-off, right? If you take a job for the money, maybe you have golden handcuffs. You hate the job, but it provides great pay and great benefits, and you stay because it helps to stabilize your family's future. I'm not going to argue against that. There are pros and cons to every choice. And my lifestyle as an entrepreneur is crazy most of the time, and it's not for everyone. However, if your life tends to be more on the boring side, less on the adventurous side, less on the risk-taking side, if you angle more towards the play-it-safe model, from my perspective, my experience, I would argue you may actually have more problems than you realize. More problems than solutions. More dullness than excitement. More of the every day is the same as opposed to every day is a possibility. Now, I know this is my vision of a reality, but I'm asking the question for you now. If you establish this castle, this vision, you write this down on this dotted line, who are you becoming? Who is this better version of you? Does it include your current lifestyle? Does it include your current spouse? That's a harder question. Does it include how your life looks today? Or does it not? Right? These kinds of questions have to be asked and answered for you to be able to confidently say, yes, I am on that path. This is who I'm becoming. I feel good about this. I'm excited about the growth and the potential for where I'm going. Let me go back to this thing about life being boring. The way that I view success is through the lens of the late Earl Nightingale, his definition of success, which is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal, which means making progress towards something worth achieving, worth pursuing. Every day is the chance to make progress towards this amazing new vision. And if what you're building, if what you're working on every day isn't bringing that to life, if it's not fulfilling you, if it's not drawing you out of bed at 5 a.m. to say, let's go do this, I would challenge you to find a different perspective on what this could be. Okay. I'm going to move on now. All right, third reason why you need to build a castle now is just, it's freaking awesome. It's so much fun. It's so great to be able to connect to a vision that says, I am pumped about this. I am pumped to go somewhere new and exciting. Version two here was the negative, right? We don't want boring. Option three here is, I want something exciting. And both of these things can be true at the same time. I'm leaving boring and I'm moving towards exciting. Now, actual day-to-day life tends to be dull for most of us most of the time. I get that. But what if you could be pursuing something that even in the most drudgerous, boring moments, you're still connected to that grander vision. You know what it adds up to, and it draws you through those experiences. It brings out the best in you, even in those difficult moments. That's the value of a grander vision. It actually allows you to do things that others would consider to be boring, and you are fulfilled by it. I do that all the time. I do all kinds of stuff that others might view as weird, boring, nonsensical, and for me, it's everything. So we're building your castle. This is your vision. It's your life. Reason number four why a castle can be awesome now is that it does provide incredible clarity on what to let go of in the present moment and what to begin working towards. The clarity angle here is so incredible. When you have the grander vision, it provides that context. Then all of a sudden, you look at your current projects, your current employments, your current things you're working on, your calendar. And all of a sudden, through the lens of this new castle, you can ask this question, does this fit? Is this task necessary? Does this project get me to this new vision, or is it now a distraction? And then all of a sudden, you can easily and quickly drop off the things that don't matter and work towards the things that do. All right, the fifth and final reason to begin this castle now, why wait? Why put off your future? Why postpone the possibility? A lot of P's there. Why postpone the possibility of your progress as you move towards your castle? The sense of urgency here is huge. So if the question is why wait, the answer is, of course, don't. There is no reason for that. There is no answer for why you should wait. There are only answers for why we all should move now. All right, now let's pivot into designing this castle. And looking at basically the way I view this, your basic requirements, the three core elements of what this castle should have. The first is the inspiration element. The castle should truly inspire you to finally take your bold step forward to bring your dream to life. And honestly, if I had to guess, I would say that you have a big dream in the back of your mind right now, and fear is stopping you from pursuing that dream. This thought that you might fail, this belief that somehow it's for someone else, all these excuses. If you know that thing you're thinking of right now and you're not doing it because of these reasons, excuses, that's a great fit for a castle. Perfect fit for a castle is to lean into the thing you're just too scared to pursue because it might not work. But that's the thing you should be pursuing. That's the thing to focus on next. Now, there could be a lot of things you're scared of. I've got plenty of fears in my life, but there's usually only one or two that just, they'll grab your full attention if you focus on it fully. So this first requirement for your castle is the decision to pull your life together in one direction, is that it's focused on the inspiration, the core emotional attachment to, I just can't not pursue this. I must pursue this, even if I fail. Even if it never works, I have to try. I'm not going to be on my deathbed regretting not trying. That's the first key thing. The second core requirement is that your castle vision for your life and career provides clarity so you know what to do now, right? Castles do an amazing job of answering the question, what's next? What's the next step in the process? What's the next project to take on? Well, if you know what the grander vision is, knowing the next action is the easy part. It's the execution that's harder, but if you know what the thing is, you can figure out how to execute. The how is a whole lot less important. Knowing what it is the first and most important piece here. And finally, the third required element for your castle is that your vision for what you're building here is in direct alignment with your greatest strengths and interests. In other words, do not pursue something you're bad at. Just don't do that. Because it's not going to work. And I don't mean it won't actually work. It could. But when you align your greatest strengths and your greatest interests with something that is truly epic in your mind, it's going to be a lot easier a heck of a lot easier to bring it to life and to have the success you're looking for. You can optimize your chances of success and minimize the odds of failure if what you're working towards is in alignment with who you are and what you're best at and what you naturally want to be doing. That's what we should all be doing, is working on things that just come naturally to us. I mean, there's a reason why that I tend to prefer public speaking, podcasting, being on stages, and other people find all of that very fear-inducing, right? The number one fear is public speaking. People would rather die than speak publicly. This is a fact, and it is crazy to me. But it's also true that because it comes more naturally to me than others, of course I'm going to pursue that as part of my castle vision. Of course I'm going to jump in to do things that feel more in alignment with who I am. Now, the funny thing there, to juxtapose that with the running example from before, I didn't view myself as a runner, but because I did enough experimentation and trial and error to find out, does this work for me or not, very quickly, I began to discover there was a natural fit for me. And so there is a big component of all of this that is resting on the assumption you've done enough experimentation to know yourself, that you have the self-awareness to be able to say, I'm good at this and I'm bad at that. I naturally want to do these things and not these things. And as you become more aware of who you are and where you think you belong in this world, it's so much easier at that point then to make that alignment between your strengths and interests with what this vision can really bring about. So I know that's clear as mud on the things I've just said. You might be wondering, Jeff, is there a template for this castle? Is there a downloadable, a PDF? No. Unfortunately, no. There might be, though. I have a lot of ideas for future products to launch, for books to write, for concepts to explore. And honestly, I view this as one of my top ideas for a future launch of something that has a lot more detail, that has a lot more structure to it. And so to help with this process, I would like your feedback. If you'd like to email me, jeff@jeffsanders.com, and provide for me at least the answer to a basic question. Is this concept working for you? Do you find this to be helpful in some capacity? Does this provide clarity or a framework, perhaps, for how to approach the next big moves in your life, in your career, in your business? And I ask that because I know my lens for this conversation. I know the way that I view it. And frankly, I don't know if you would view it in the same way or find the same sense of inspiration or clarity or have the same drive to do these things. I mean, plenty of what I just discussed here is very personal to me. It's very much the Jeff Sanders vision of the world. And so what I would like to know is, do you share in a similar vision? Does a castle concept provide for you the clarity on your next big move and the long-term vision for the life you're trying to build? Once again, email me, jeff@jeffsanders.com. Based upon some feedback I get and some ideas that I'm toying with here, I will go into more detail on this in the future, hopefully with something bigger like a book. But if not, at least more on this podcast here. So that's all for now. Let's get to the old action step. And for that old action step this week, I don't know why I said that weird, build your castle. No matter where you are in your life or career, there is always a castle to build, an ambitious and inspiring framework to guide you as you move forward. So start with the big picture, the final destination you want to bring to life, and then reverse engineer what it will take to get you there. Let your biggest dreams capture your full attention and bring your boldest vision to life, and start that process now. Of course, subscribe to this podcast in your favorite podcast app, or become a VIP member of the 5A Miracle community by getting the premium ad-free version with exclusive bonus episodes at 5ammiraclepremium.com. That's all I've got for you here on the 5A Miracle podcast this week. Until next time, you have the power to change your life, and the fun begins bright and early.
Hey,
Hey, it's Jeff Sanders, and I'm here to tell you about Greg McKeown and his amazing show, The Greg McKeown Podcast, part of the Yap Media Network. Want to achieve more by doing less, all while avoiding burnout? You can design a life that really matters with Greg McKeown, author of New York Times bestsellers Effortless and Essentialism. His mission is to help you advocate and negotiate your way to remarkable results. Every Tuesday, Greg discusses one key topic he finds interesting and valuable through the lens of the essentialist. Every Thursday, he invites thought leaders, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and people like you for inspired weekly conversations focused on learning how to do what matters first and do less but better. His content will stir your thoughts and spark inspiration and action. And his British accents, well, that's just the cherry on top. Subscribe to the Greg McKeown Podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.